Rosie on the House. Hour four this Saturday morning. 7 o'clock hour. We always just have a little bit of fun talking about what's going on around the great state of Arizona or whatever good book we're reading or whatever curious element of creation has our interest at that particular week. It's always a hands-off, who knows where we're going kind of an hour. It's a lot of fun. We get a lot of positive feedback on that 7 o'clock hour, 8 o'clock hour. We always go to the outdoor living segment where we talk about lawn and garden and hardscape and irrigation and fertilizing and trimming and planting and harvesting. 9 o'clock hour is always the open lines where I think in this last hour, we probably in the 9 o'clock hour between the answers Jennifer took off air and the ones we took on air probably made our way through close to 30 phone calls. And in the 10 o'clock hour, we try and bring an expert in and we drill down deep on one particular topic so that those of you that are listening to the 9 o'clock or the 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock hour as you're tending the garden or you're tackling some little project around your house may have your interests piqued at wanting to go deeper on one particular topic. So the 10 o'clock hour is kind of like our sophomore and junior level classes of home ownership, where the 9 o'clock hour is really home ownership 101. The 10 o'clock hour is really like home ownership 202 or 303, where we try and get you filled in layers deep on information to protect you, the homeowner, from falling victim of the hundreds of scams that are out there or pursuing the wrong solution to the right problem. So today we brought in our friend from Green ID, David Byrne, who's going to talk to us about whole house energy audits. And here's what we're seeing at Rosie on the House. We'll get phone calls and we'll get emails and we'll get, actually, we still do get snail mail at the office. We still do get it. And we'll get correspondences from homeowners and say, Rosie, you know, I couldn't get my house comfortable. My electric bills were X. It was driving me nuts. I've done this. I've done that. I've done this. I've done that. I'm $9,000 deep into solving this problem. Nothing has changed. I'm still living with exactly the same problem I started to fix. $9,000 ago, $10,000 ago, $15,000 ago. And I always come back and I ask them, well, have you had a whole house energy audit done? $99. $99. So David from Green ID, thank you for taking your Saturday and coming in and joining us here in studio this morning.
My pleasure to be here.
He will take your calls at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We've got a number of different things we're going to talk through here, from insulation to duct management and airflow. But if you've got a question or you're looking at some electric bill and you're like, man, this is higher than it should be.
Can't stop David.
1-888-767-4348. 767-4348.
Let's talk about what an energy audit is. Includes. I mean, they were kind of rolled out to the marketplace. I want to say it has to be about 8 or 9 years ago at this point. Mm-hmm. Okay. And it was kind of something that the utility companies brought to the market and said, you know, if we've got to reduce energy consumption, why don't we take a look at how inefficient the houses are that we're supplying these homes to? Talk about what an energy audit is from top to bottom.
Okay, sure. So, we typically start with an interview with the homeowner, just getting to know the house, because the homeowner knows the home better than we ever will, what the hot spots are, how they use the home, if they're gone during the day for work or they have someone living at home 24/7. All that kind of gets factored into our actual test. And so after the interview, we'll go do a walkthrough of the house, checking for architecture features, changes in ceiling height, kind of orienting ourselves with bath fans. And so when we do an attic inspection, we kind of know, okay, this is where the hot room was. It's to the left or the north side of this bathroom. And we're looking for the duct sizing, making sure it's matched up with the unit correctly and it's not undersized, starved for air. The insulation, how it's installed, and do a pressure test of the home. So we set up a blower door. It puts a negative pressure on the house, sucks all the air out. And the idea is that all the air that goes out of the house is coming in through air and duct leakage.
Has to be made up somewheres.
Yes.
You can't create a vacuum.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you can actually, homeowners can feel where that air is coming out. We'll measure how leaky the home is compared to what the leakage should be or what's considered tight. The pressure pans will measure duct leakage for us and tell us if how big the gaps are in the home. Then we'll measure static pressure and airflow, check the pool pump, major appliances like the heating and cooling system, water heater. And all that data gets put into a model of the home, and we'll run a heat load calculation to show how much a homeowner is expected to save for each recommendation. So if they're thinking about foaming the walls or adding insulation in the attic, we can kind of predict what's going to be the biggest bang for the buck, second, third.
What's the low-hanging fruit, right?
Exactly, yeah.
What do I have to spend the least on to get the highest return on investment? And I think it surprises people when they take a look at the whole situation. It can start with something as simple as caulk and sunscreens.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And the windows, yeah, it's totally underrated that you get more heat gain through the windows than we do from our attics.
Yeah.
So it surprises people. There's a lot of good information. They learn a lot about the house. And it's all numbers-based. So if a homeowner's in good shape, we'll tell them, you know, you don't have to worry about the insulation. You got plenty up there. Your home's only 5 years old. But, you know, there's 15 Ys in the attic, and it's adding, you know.
On the ductwork.
Yes,
where it's split here, it goes there, split here, go there, split here, go there.
That's right.
So you've got all those junctions that have to be a high area concern. Every time you're joining the ductwork, you got a potential for a bust, right?
Yes, yeah. And any kind of connection, you add a lot of equivalent length. So there's a rule of thumb. Every Y split will add 15 feet of equivalent duct length to the system. And in newer homes, there's three or four or five Ys before they ever get to the farthest room from the air handler. And that adds 60 feet of length that the air conditioner now has to push the air through.
Yeah, it could make a big difference on the comfort of that last room.
That's right. Yeah.
Hey, and you're here today, and you're promoting a little bit of a Rosie on the House special today for people that call.
That's right. Okay. So normally our audits are $99. We'll go through and do a full test. For the Rosie listeners today, we're offering a $50 Visa card when we come out, so half off the cost.
Holy cow. So for $49, you're going to show up, your people are going to show up, and they're going to have $5,000 worth of equipment, right, mm-hmm. at least.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to spend how much time at the house?
2 to 3 hours.
For $49.
That's right, yeah.
And then at the end of that, what will the homeowner get?
A written report showing that energy model, showing all the characteristics of their house, the windows, the orientation, insulation gets put in there, and then cost savings for each upgrade. And they could go as deep as they want with all the technical data that report, and then kind of the roadmap on the biggest bang for the buck, second, third.
All right, so we've talked about the offer. I don't think we gave them a phone number. How would you want the homeowners to take advantage of this?
Sure. We have Ashlyn at the office. Okay. Our number is 602-926-1650.
How many incoming lines do you have?
One.
One. Okay. So if you get a busy signal, just catch your breath and dial it again and get in line and get in queue to get the $49 whole house energy audit. You've got that one bedroom that you just can never get comfortable, or you've got a pocket of a large, expansive living room that never can get comfortable. You can never Maybe you're paying 14, 15, 16 cents per kilowatt hour, and your bills are for a 2,000 square foot home in the middle of the summer pushing 400, 420 bucks. You want to beat that? You want to figure out what the real problem is? Get a whole house energy audit. There's no place on the planet you're going to get it less than you can get it for today. It's $99, but they're going to hand you a $50 Visa card. I would tell you that if you've had a whole house energy audit done, by somebody else, I'd call David for $49 and get a second opinion, because not all home energy audit companies are created the same. I've seen some horrible, I mean horrible, home energy audits. Here's the number, 602-926-1650. If it's busy, just try again. You are never, ever going to regret spending this $49. If you felt bad and you went to the doctor and he gave you a Band-Aid for the cut on your finger but didn't even take your temperature to find out why you have a fever, that's how some of these energy-saving tactics for your home, they're a cure-all. They're sold as a cure-all. Well, you don't know what the cure is because you don't know what's wrong until you get the whole house energy audit. So, again, it's Green ID, 602-926-1650. When we get back, we're going to be talking about what an undersized unit can do for your unit and some of the more typical problems you see when you go out there. You were talking about the Ys and the flex ducts and how many extra feet each Y adds. And, you know, every time you've got a connection, you've got a possibility of the connection coming loose and blowing loose, the starving return airs, all the things that you see all the time. When we get back, we're going to talk about all of those.